The Lebanese army has detained a main suspect in the killing of Irish UN peacekeeper Private Sean Rooney. The 24-year-old was on his second tour of duty in Lebanon on December 14th when his vehicle was attacked near the village of Al-Akbaya in the south of the country. His colleague, Trooper Shane Kearney, sustained critical injuries and is now recovering in Dublin's Beaumont Hospital. Two others also sustained injuries. I'm joined by Nicholas Blanford, Beirut-based consultant with UN think tank Atlantic Council. Nicholas, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Details on this suspect and how he was arrested are still scant, but what have you been able to establish so far?
Well, the Hezbollah was under a lot of pressure from the moment of the shooting incident to get involved, to use their influence. So they have huge influence in South Lebanon, where the attack happened, to try to resolve this as quickly as possible. There's a lot of international pressure on Lebanon over this shooting. And it was quite telling, I think, that Hezbollah was very quick to deny any involvement and to offer condolences to the Irish battalion with UNIFIL and to UNIFIL itself. So I think there's been a lot of debate in recent days that Hezbollah might actually get involved and find a culprit or the culprits and hand them over. And this is essentially what has happened. So we don't know much about the identity of the shooter. We're told that he is the main suspect, the main culprit. Clearly, there was more than one person involved in the shooting. We don't know if he is a member of Hezbollah. Hezbollah spokesman has denied that he's a member of the party, but we don't know that for sure. And now he's in the custody of the Lebanese army awaiting due process.
Do we know if a weapon or weapons have been recovered?
Well, there's been a report that one weapon was recovered, and that's an AK-47 assault rifle, which is a very common weapon in Lebanon.
And, Nicholas, Hezbollah, as you say, reported to be cooperating with this investigation or investigations. Why might that be?
Well, Hezbollah and UNIFIL have had a rather stormy track record in recent years. Hezbollah views South Lebanon as part of its front line against Israel, its great enemy. And it has always been suspicious of having this huge, 10,000-plus peacekeeping force drawn from 48 different countries, including NATO members like Spain, France and Italy. And there has been a lot of friction, especially in the last year, between local Hezbollah supporters on the ground and UNIFIL peacekeepers, which has created a kind of a climate of suspicion, of resentment towards UNIFIL by many followers of Hezbollah in South Lebanon. But it hasn't got to the stage where Hezbollah is actually attacking UNIFIL with weapons, with roadside bombs and so on and so forth. So I think that because the seriousness of the incident involving Sean Rooney, and it was a very uncommon thing. I mean, this sort of thing hasn't happened for years and years. And I think Hezbollah felt compelled to step in and to cooperate as best as they can to try to ameliorate the situation and calm things down on the ground.
All right, Nicholas, thank you for joining us. That's Nicholas Blanford there from the UN think tank Atlantic Council.